I'm sure, listen now. You know why it was so hard for them to believe that he was risen? They couldn't wrap their mind around, and that's the wrong thing to do when you come to God trying to wrap your mind around something. They couldn't wrap their mind around him being alive because they saw with their own eyes how brutally he was beaten and treated. Now, how can a man be beaten that way can come alive again? They couldn't wrap their mind around that. Hallelujah. But they didn't know that God. I said they didn't know their God. They probably hadn't read the scripture because it probably wasn't written. With God, nothing is impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And so they were looking at him, and they came to find him still in the tomb, in the grave. That's where they were looking for him, in the grave, in the tomb, right? And they said, he's not here. Behold, the place where he lay. Where they laid him. Look at the place where they laid him, because he's not there. And he's not there. Thank you, Jesus. But go your way and tell his disciples and Peter. Notice he included Peter, because Peter figured he had messed up so bad. Because it hurt him to his heart. After he had done what he did, and he talked so bold to Jesus, said, though everybody leave you, I'll never do it. All right. But yet he did it three times. Yeah. And he said, go tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before you into Galilee. There shall you see it. You see him. And he shall, and as he said unto you. So they took off quickly and went and told the news. Amen. So let's talk about resurrection. Resurrection. What does all this mean? Resurrection. As a boy, kid growing up, we don't do that much now. Some people still do it. They sell the Easter bunnies and Easter eggs, Easter candy. And I look forward to that. I didn't understand the spiritual side of it. But I was thinking about getting that egg, eating it. That's all I was thinking about. They went to the trouble to color the eggs. Am I telling the truth? Take those eggs out there and stick them in the grass. And I was hoping I would find two dozen. You know what I want to do with all those two dozen? I would eat every one of them. Sometimes I was fortunate to find three, five, and so forth. But when I got five and ten, boy, I would have. Woo. But a long face if I didn't find one. Is that right? Hallelujah. Resurrection. What did all this mean? It's, you know, all right to a degree, but when you focus on natural things and don't bring out the spiritual side and the significance of it. People suffer through life. You're crippled. You go through stuff and things happen to you that shouldn't. When you have the authority, you have the ability, you have the God-given knowledge and anointing to stop it. Maybe I need to qualify that knowledge. The knowledge of what took place on Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Knowledge of it was stopped. A lot of stuff going on. I want to tell this in a decent way. I was talking to my barber yesterday. He was talking about the storm or the tornado that came through Houston. When was that? Thursday night, Thursday morning? Somebody, you know. He said, "What you do?" I said, I woke up for a minute. I went on back to sleep. He said, "I was watching on the radar. And my family had left. And I was going to stay there and ride it out." He said, "I looked on that radar and I saw it was coming. It had got to 15. He said, "I hit my truck and man, and I told him what he said. He asked me, "What did I do?" And I told him what I did. Then he said, I said, "Let me tell you." I said, "I believe." I said, "I'm going to tell you like I tell the rest of them. I'm going to tell you. It don't come near my dwelling. It don't come on my property." So he finally, he said, "Man, you something else." I said, "You let me teach you. You let me teach you. I'll tell you how it happened. When it get open, I'm going to tell it." I want y'all to listen to me this morning. We're afraid of stuff we shouldn't be afraid of. But you can't help it when you're void of the word. When the word of God is not dwelling in you, you do not have a knowledge of this word, you will be afraid. You will do what you think you can do, try to protect yourself. But when you know who you are and know the God that lives on the inside of you, you can tell the devil, "You just don't come here. This is as far as you come." Just stop him right there. "That's far as you come." You say, "That's way out there. That's where I like to live, way out there." New order, new way. Listen to what I'm saying. This is what Jesus brought forth. A new order, a new way. God and man is back together again. Man is now stronger and better than ever before. But if you don't know that, you'll walk and live like nothing happened. Everything we had in Adam died. And everything in Jesus came alive in us. When you know this, then you can stand your ground. I mean, let me ask you a question. I know many of you can relate to this. You've been traveling. You travel. All of a sudden, you come up and the traffic slows down. And you see out in the middle of the road, there's a little old fellow weigh about 150 pounds with a uniform on. And traffic is stopping both directions. He just told his hand up. And traffic is stopping. These 18-wheelers, 4-wheelers, 16, 6-wheelers, and so forth, and you go on. I mean, they're stopping. Now, how in the world can a little old fella, he may weigh 150, may weigh 250. And that we've seen all of that. But the point is, now how in the world can they stop that traffic? Why would they step out in the middle of the highway? You don't do it. You get ready to go across that. You trotting across trying to get there before the traffic get there. Because you think they won't stop for you. But he just steps out in the middle of the highway. Anybody in the house this morning? Come on.